Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaw sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up.
I've heard so many stupid ones. I'm trying to think.
It actually hasn't been raining that much recently.
Thank God my wipers broke while driving.
Oh, Jesus
so
Christ.
So I had to get like Rain-X.
While driving.
Yeah, I was driving. And that's why I remember kept saying it's your fuse. And it was like, no, they didn't just stop. They were like, and I'm like, fuck my motor. And then I went and looked online and I was like, yeah, your model of car has an issue where they recalled these years. Of course, I'm 1 year off. Where I'm like, do I still contact them and be like, hey, so my motor did what you guys said the motors do. Do I count? Like, do I get a...
Yeah, you might as well hit those motherfuckers up. Be like, this is unsafe.
Yeah.
This is a liability for you guys, all right? If I can't see and I get in a crash, you best believe I'm suing your asses.
If I don't make it, I'm gonna have a letter written somewhere.
Yeah, a very angry letter.
Very, very well-worded, angry.
Yes, you'll feel my wrath.
In the middle of the crash, I'm just going to have it sending out of my fucking email to everyone in my goddamn contacts. Be like, I'm dying and my wipers are to blame.
I can't see shit. That's an undercover serious problem, though, for your car to have in this state.
Oh, yeah, no shit. I'm sitting there like, man, thank God it doesn't snow here, because I would never actually be able to...
That'd be like your car having no AC and you live in Arizona. Like, oh, fuck.
I mean, you know, you could just crack the window, right?
Yeah, and let that 118-degree breeze just blow right over your face.
Yeah, that's
cool you down like you're in the tropics.
That's called poor man's AC. It's 118 and 118. You get that good crosswind?
Yeah, that's true. The wind factor knocks it down 6 or 7 degrees.
You got to open the back passenger window to get the good cross.
Low 110s, you know?
Yeah, it goes, exactly. You get about body temperature in the heat,
yeah.
So you get like 98.5.
Yeah. Definitely been there, man. Definitely had some cars that filling the AC unit would have cost me more than the car was even worth.
Were you fixing it or like?
Yeah, exactly.
It's out of Freon.
Yeah, that shit's not cheap. Some depending on the car you got.
Oh yeah, the model of whatever the AC thing is like an old fucking. Not a digital blower, but like the old fucking just straight up mechanical. You can smack it a couple times to get it going.
Yeah, or it's located in some shitty ass spot, like inside the rims or something stupid.
That's all GM. GM likes to do that shit.
Yeah.
Pontiac.
No shit.
What is it? Pontiac, Oldsmobiles, Buicks, fucking Chevys.
All those.
I used to work for AAA. That was always my work. I always hated anyone saying, I need a jump for my car. And like, what model is it? It's a Cadillac. Fuck. All right, so your battery's in your trunk.
Yeah. You got to go underneath. Yeah. You got to rappel down.
No, we had to charge them extra because we sent the guy out to jump their car. And we're like, yeah, your trunk's in your car, so just know it's going to cost like $20 extra. And I'm like, what? I'm like, yeah, because it's in a weird spot. Who else does it? Eastern European, German, BMW, certain models put their...
Yeah, I've seen that.
And you're like, what the fuck?
It's funny that they do that too because, you know, with Trump getting them all upset talking about tariffs. I think one of the German president or whatever, guys who was like, no, it wasn't Merkel, it was somebody else. But he was like, well, you know, make better cars and you guys won't have to import them. And I was like, ooh, that's a burn.
Yeah,
that's a burn.
That's a good.
That's how you fight fire with fire right there.
That's not bad.
Although those cars, when they do break down, you better start working a night job because it's going to be like $7,000 to fix it.
I'm trying to think of what the guy from PlayStation said when the PS3 was coming out. Oh, you'll just get a second job to pay for it. You'll be fine. And everyone was like, I'm going to go buy an Xbox. Yeah. I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. You won't have to worry about playing it too much because you'll be at work.
Yeah.
Trying to subsidize it.
You're not going to be driving it a lot. You'll be at locations in between the moments you have to maybe use it.
Yeah, you won't be putting that much mileage on it at all.
You don't need to worry about sleep. Don't worry
as long
about
as
it.
You got a
if
short
you
commute.
Crash, it won't be because the car's broken. It'll be because you're sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit. Fuck you. Hi, everybody. it's Marcus here. Thank you for listening. This is Earful in the Emerald City, episode 65. This is smooth jazz. You know, I got my boy here, Slim. No guess. We broke the streak.
Bum, bum, bum.
Right before the month of love. I feel like it's we decided to break up right before we have to buy gifts.
That's true. So I think well thought out. Yeah, well calculated.
I feel like
on our part.
We planned this well.
Yeah, thank you guys for joining us. Marcus here, along with what sounds like somebody who's been smoking for 60 plus years now.
I was going to call you Six Slim.
Yeah, it's been pretty rough this weekend, you guys. New schedule, fucking brutal. I'm up, I'd like to say at the ass crack of dawn.
Yeah.
But I'm up about an hour and a half before that.
It's even. Still dark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. First hour of work. Yeah. It's pitch fucking black. I mean, we're creeping back in, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think we're out of the dog days of seasonal depression now. And, you know, we're slowly getting the time back. But, yeah, I caught this fucking illness that everybody has. And I got to tell you guys, I hope this one is able to rack up at least a handful of casualties, you know, at least a handful, thin the herd a little bit, you know, even though I'm infected, I'll roll the dice.
No, I'll
take some extra vitamin C.
I don't think that's how it works. They got Obamacare.
Oh.
They'll keep them alive until
they did. They did have Obamacare.
Yeah, until they get rid of that.
Yeah, so, do your best, guys, to put up with me, and if I sound like that old, roughed up... gray-haired woman at the bar who's been drinking by herself for
2 a.m.
30 years. Just know that I've had a little bit of rough mileage on me.
How many cats do you have, man?
None yet, but we've been looking into it.
You're like you're carrying a nice little C cup there. I might take you home, but your voice is killing me.
I'm too selfish for a cat, I think.
You're too... What?
I'm too selfish for a cat. I want attention, and I want it right... when I want it. And cats got to make you earn it. You know, they don't just give it to you for no reason. Mm-hmm. They come over, they'll brush your leg, they walk away, and then they come back, and then they rip the shit out of your furniture, and then so they know they'll get at least some negative attention from you. You know, they're fucking, those are deceitful little fucks. And if I'm going to have an animal, I want to call that animal, and I want it to immediately come and love me. All right, on cue when I call for it.
Come on, a cat, not a girlfriend. Right? I mean,
that's a lot to ask from a girlfriend. That's a lot to whenever I want it. You know, that's a lot to ask. I mean, I don't know if I could promise that to anyone.
You can get a ferret.
Oh God, no, that's even worse. Those just kind of just do whatever. They don't even know what's going on, really.
So you want them?
They're just like, what's the most trouble I could get into right now?
So you want a smarter girlfriend?
You know, she doesn't...
It's almost Valentine's Day. You got to talk about these things, right?
That's true. This is a good time to talk about. I don't even care about smart anymore, to be honest, you know? I don't even care about... I'm opening my standards so wide, I feel like I'm almost selling myself short at this point, you know?
I mean, the best part about living in Seattle is that the liberal women are very... they're very open to all people. And they're open-minded for lots of deviant acts. So, and some of them... are very heady. They're very smart,
mm-hmm.
And they got good jobs.
Yeah.
So I mean, you might get a good conversation. Now I don't know if you'll get any other outside of that thing that they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe hiking.
Yeah. If this last week has shown us anything, Marcus, it's that pussy grabs back.
That is very true.
All right.
It's got a good grip.
Yep, it does. Even when it's a child, you know. I saw a 12-year-old had a sign.
Oh, you saw the kids too?
My pussy bites back.
I don't know how I feel about them bringing the kids to the thing.
Great parenting.
Well,
great parenting. Have your 12-year-old.
It's indoctrination.
Talking about her pussy.
It's indoctrination.
That's good for everybody.
You get them while they're young. That's how you do marketing.
Yeah. This one time it was said, and now you have your kid wearing a sandwich board with your pussy biting on it. Like, this is parenting with their pussy hat on. Parenting 101 right here. Way to go, guys.
It's also very possible that these people are all single parents because the person couldn't stand them and they had no one to watch. Or their husband was kind of cucky.
Didn't want to support.
No, he had to go along with it, and he didn't want to stay home with the kid. I'm like, no, I'll stay home and I'll watch this kid. I guess I'll go with you because, you know, I support you and your vagina. Because you didn't want to abort the kid when I asked, so now here I am. I don't know. I didn't understand the kids that were there. It was really good photo. It was a good photogs. It's good photography to be like, look.
It's not, though. It's not. It's hard for me to watch. It's hard for me to look at the picture of that. It makes me cringe a little bit. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, the kid probably didn't draw it with their crayons, you know?
Yeah, but she's like, yeah, she thinks she's doing something good. People are giving her attention. I don't know.
I mean, Instagram. I mean, Twitter. I mean, clearly it's working, but is it good, though?
Yeah, I know the social media has fucking been blowing up.
It's been going a little... It's been an interesting week of social media.
Yeah.
I was hoping to be more football stuff.
I think everybody's kind of footballed out.
No. Okay. Well, I mean, like, as far as football stuff, as far as, well, I heard the Boston, in at a Denny's in Boston, they put up a sign saying the name of the guy who pulled the fire alarm that screwed the Steelers. If you come here, well, you'll get free food. They put his name on there. Uh-huh. I don't know if he ever showed up, but I was that made me more mad because, like, you fucking cheaters. I don't know. I don't like that happened. And the Baylor football team had the 31 players accused of rape from 2011 to 2014. Like, that got over. That got skipped over. Where are the women marching on Baylor? I don't know.
I didn't hear about that one, to be honest.
Right, I'm saying everyone got skipped over because everyone's just like politics. Like, can we? Well, because even on our on Twitter, Seattle has been top trending the Portland Trailblazers. So I'm like, oh, the politics have gotten so bad. People have been like, I got to distract myself from this. I need to watch the Portland Trailblazers. They're doing really well.
Close sporting event. Quick. Yeah.
Closest team that has.
Quick. Oh, quick.
Oh, professional. Oh, thank God.
Give me something.
Who's this? Damon Lillard? All right.
Lillard?
He's doing good with that ground ball, huh? This is good.
Yeah, sure.
I feel like I tell people that anytime we've had a Republican president, sports viewerships go up. And I was like, people feel like they're in danger. And for some reason, their comfort is, let's go find a sport.
It's the ultimate distraction, man. We've said it multiple times, but...
It works.
It really is. It really is. And you look back, you know, I think we discussed this recently a couple weeks ago, but you look back on the Roman Empire, yeah. And one the top gladiator guy was a freaking billionaire,
yeah.
Back in the day, basically.
Right.
You know? And it's like, they were probably at the same point. They're like, oh, God, they see this stuff in the background.
Yeah,
it's like,
Rome's gonna fall.
That bridge isn't looking too good. Yeah. The aqueduct is a little shaky.
Did you see how many Gladys?
Did you see how he killed that guy,
yeah,
though?
You see, that was amazing. Awesome. He survived the lion and he slashed.
That was awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah. I'm gonna get a shirt. I'm gonna wear the same. I'm gonna wear the same vest as that guy. That's a cool vest he's got.
He's got his name on the back.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, I feel like sports
Gladius
helps.
Maximus.
Yeah, right. I feel like sports works because it's the one topic where you can get mad and hate someone for their viewpoint and opinion, even on biased news or whatever supporting it. And it's just because it's sports. It's not a religion and it's not a political thing. It's okay. Like, if you, in Seattle, if you go like, oh, I got 49ers gear, fuck you. You know, they get so mad.
That does happen.
But they won't actually, like, threaten you and insult you. Well, I mean, they'll insult you. But for some reason, those jabs seem to roll off your back more if it's, like, sports. If you mention the Oklahoma City Thunder here, people are like, that was my team. I can't believe it. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah. They'll get super pissed about it. But, I mean, as soon as you mention, again, politics or.
Yeah. Maybe that's why we should embrace sports. Maybe it's the fact that. It lets us transport our hate to other people,
right.
But then, you know, they can just kind of brush it off pretty easily, you know, and lets us get that aggression out against other people. Because you're right, yeah, you get on somebody's case, you know, this guy likes the Patriots, yeah. This guy's a fucking fag.
Yeah,
Tom Brady, what a queer.
Every slur, you know? Every slur is acceptable because you, like, I don't like his team.
Yeah, yeah. But unless you're, like, a Boston guy who's talking to a New York guy, like, you'll be like, no, I'll just give you a shit. Come on, it's a fucking game where they throw a ball that looks like an egg around. You know?
Well, I mean, you know, Cowboys, Giants, those rivalries, that's the thing where people get, I mean, people have gotten in fights, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It happens.
Oh, definitely.
But I'm trying to, like, you know, just point out the obvious of, like, yeah, it happens in sports, but, I mean, like, everyone who's on the other side of, like, I'm so more virtuous because I don't even watch sports. But then when you watch people who are in this politics thing, like, this is your sport. You're cheating it just like the people over here. Like, just because they back that team and that team's bad,
yeah,
doesn't mean the person's bad.
Yeah,
but you're still like, I'm going to hate you because I can't directly go and yell at Tom Brady's face without getting some guy tackling me because I said Giselle's a whore. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know. It's, I mean, people are, you know, I think most reasonable people can look at it and they get into it. And then you kind of have that point where, you have that moment of realization, you know, when you're getting too into it, where
yes.
you went too far. And I think you reach that, especially when you're like talking shit to another person. You're like, okay, maybe I'm just being an asshole now. Like, I should probably pump the brakes here a little bit.
I don't even know their mother. Why did I say that?
Calling his mother a dumb cunt probably didn't have anything to do with his team.
They're just a Bills fan. Why do you guys like, I actually, let me be honest. I do not like Bills fans. They're called the Bills Mafia. Before the game, they are known for getting drunk and doing jackass stuff, and I can't condone it. I can't accept it.
What do you mean jackass stuff? Like riding in a shopping cart down? Oh, okay.
Yes, they're called the Bills Mafia. They're the worst fans for me. I call them the Toronto Bills, and they're just a bunch of drunkards. And I was like, it's Buffalo. What are they supposed to do? But I mean, like their team, their candidate's fine. I like their candidate, but the people who are backing him, like, they're all fucking idiots.
Yeah.
But when football season's over, what am I going to be like? Oh, they're still the Bills. You got 4 losses in a row.
He came so close and never got shit.
4 times. I can't hate,
Didn't get shit. Dude, oh my God. There's squeak number one. I'm guessing 6 for the show. Jesus Christ. That's got to be a hard place to live, dude. Buffalo. I mean, not only is it like a small kind of podunk city, probably not a lot of fun things to do.
I don't even know what they're famous for other than wings.
I mean, that's really it.
I know they're famous for something, but I don't know.
But that's got to be a hard city to live in, though. Like, think of that small city, small town, all that bullshit. And it's freezing ass cold 5 months of the fucking year?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, most of the fan base is from Toronto. That's the closest city. That's one of the reasons why Buffalo's like still was able to keep their hockey team and their football team, is because they have lots of people who are visiting from Toronto to be like, that's our NFL stuff. That's our professional thing other than the ones we already have.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, you're right. It's like small, big city, little big city, I guess, is what Buffalo is.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think like other places like that. Cause, I'm in a group where someone asked like, where's a place to move? Cause I need to move out of where they're at. And for a certain price. And everyone's listing the prices of all these places where you're like, I'm in the wrong city. They're like $650 for a 3-bedroom, $800 for a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom. And it's all, of course, red places.
Yeah. Well, but, yeah, if you want to live in Omaha, Nebraska, yeah, you'll find
a good Omaha.
Deal.
It was like Wisconsin was showing up. And I was like, geez, man, like what?
But again, Wisconsin, that's a brutal spot to be in the winter, man.
They got heat.
There's snow for like weeks, not even just days.
They got snowmobiles
for weeks.
They got lifted trucks.
It's completely fucked. But
you got those giant.
There's a lot of weird places that people live too. I mean, like you said, Toronto, they get a lot of snow too in the wintertime. It gets pretty bad there. They can get feet of snow at times.
I mean, the closest I would say they're probably Chicago-y weather-wise.
Yeah, it's pretty similar. But that's a big city though, man. I think it's the fourth biggest city in North America.
Toronto?
I could see that. It's a huge, even just soaking a little bit of that up, people crossing the border, you could still probably have a pretty big fan base build off that.
That's the Great Lakes area though. Like that's it's cold there because of that giant body of water. It's just like, all right, here comes this just sub-zero freezing thing from this And it's humid, so that doesn't help. So now you get ice.
Yeah.
So I think that makes it seem colder because it's like even when the snow's gone, you still got sleets of ice and you're just sliding into shit.
Yeah.
Icicles flying into people's heads off of like skyscrapers.
And that, oh, God.
I don't know if that's true.
Oh, that's fucking urban legend.
But.
Oh, God. Yeah. And that wind, man. That's just that fucking wind. I went there in the summertime and it was still like at night. You're like, dude, can we like pause this shit for just a few fucking minutes?
The wind factor.
It's been all day.
Yeah.
It's been going all day.
Yeah. It's not even snowing anymore. It's still cold. It's like, well,
Jesus
the
Christ.
Sun's gone and here comes the wind. So enjoy this. Like, just, whoa, whoa, whoa.
You're just constantly like slightly being aggravated.
Yes.
The entire time.
Well, I mean,
like,
that's
God
what
damn.
I mean, isn't that what they're known for? The Bears. They're known for like that sturdy, like, you know, they got thick skin because they kind of got to because it's fucking cold. And then when it's like that, when it's the summertime, it's still humid.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm in the Midwest. I'm like, why is this? Oh, yeah, giant body of water.
Yeah. Fresh,
giant body of water.
That's crazy.
All fresh water.
How ironic, too, is it that the Great Lakes all surround Michigan? And Flint can't even get any
good water,
fucking drinking water in their city.
See, and that kind of bugs me that it's like, because there's been other videos showing up of like Louisiana's has like water issues. And I'm like, is it like the places where they're not even running out of money? They're like, they're having issues with like the politicians. They're like, okay, we're getting this thing run through, and then it hits a wall. And then they're kind of like, eh. And then I'm like, are the politicians living? Of course, not living in that town. They're living somewhere else because the capitals of these places we're mentioning, most of the capitals aren't the city that's like the biggest city in the place. Like Springfield's, what the hell is Michigan? Lansing?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not even in the, what is that? Is that still the Minton? I don't even, like, Michigan's got two fucking peninsulas. Like the geography's all weird, man. But we can't even like fix this stuff. And then we're sitting there trying to throw money at other things. I don't know, man. We're doing ass backwards stuff.
The amount of money going around right now and the amount of things, broken, how much things are costing is ridiculous to me. I just got another ballot for some school initiative. They want to.
Another one?
Yeah, they want to. Well, I think they did an initiative on the old ballot, and then there's another vote that comes after it. So I think that's what this is for. But they want to build 3 schools. And they want to do an early learning center too. They're not even building, they're renovating 3 schools in the district here, in the local area, and they want to do an early education center or whatever, just a little place. Guess how much money they want to levy for these projects.
I'm going for less than a bill.
Yeah, definitely. It's only
more than half a bill.
Not that much.
All right.
$250 million though.
Oh, a quarter of a bill?
Yeah. To renovate 3 schools and then build 1 early education center. I'm like, holy shit, $250 million?
I have 3 issues with that.
They remodeled my high school when I was a senior there. They did the gym. They did like an art center, mm-hmm, and then a little bit of others. A lot of the school is still untouched, I'll say that. Right. But it was a fucking good-ass job. They did some good work, and that was like $6 million.
Yeah, that's a weird balloon in cost of things.
In just 10 years, it's like, holy shit, $250 million. I mean, you're saying $75 million per school?
Yeah, that's what I was going to
say. You're telling me we can't get this done for 10?
What are they doing?
15?
What are you doing? I feel like even if they list out a detailed list, I'd be like, yeah, I want a receipt. I want like a thing that shows me what you're doing and how much it costs and why is it cost that much and who are you going through?
Yeah, and where did you come up with this number?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, because I'm assuming it's all contractors. You're like, yeah, this job's going to take about this much money. And you're like, why? What are you doing different than what was before? What are you adding to it? They're like, oh, we're putting a couple windows in. Like, I don't need a fucking stained glass window. I just want...
Yeah, seriously. And it's like, I mean, seriously, like, what does $10 million get you these days? You know, $10 million fucking dollars? Does that not get you close to a school?
See, but I feel like this is the thing where we used to say, like, how far does $10 get you nowadays? And everyone's like, yeah, it should be 20. And I'm like, that is a weird thing, how money has jumped. Especially, I'm more weirded out by your school question, because we're in a city where we have low childbirth. And I'm like, oh, they're fixing some schools for the kids that aren't coming soon, because, you know, whatever. But, I mean, I don't know, kids, man. That seems like a lot of money.
I'm glad you brought this up, Marcus, because this is something I've been thinking about a lot for the last like 2 or 3 weeks, really. And I'm going to drop some knowledge on the people here right now. 2017 is going to be the year of inflation.
You're already inflated.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, home prices and the stock market, yeah, those have been out of control for the last 3 or 4 years. But this is going to be the year of inflation where we actually see it and it actually affects us as consumers. I mean, you're talking about it right there. You know, it's like, the prices of all this shit has just completely gone up. I see it in my everyday life all the time. I went to McDonald's the other day. I got, first time I've been to McDonald's, to my own horn here, first time I've been to McDonald's since last May. Fucking great streak. And after the event, I wish I wouldn't have broke it. But went to McDonald's. I was craving a filet of fish. I went and got one. The filet of fish, it looks like it's a child's size now. Like,
it's less fish.
It's fucking tiny.
Maybe you're bigger.
I thought I ordered White Castle for a minute.
Maybe you're bigger.
I couldn't fucking believe it, dude. Yeah. And, you know, and I understand, you know, sometimes you got to, you know, work on those margins a little bit and you got to tweak this, do that here, this or that.
It goes by weight.
It's a $4.20 sandwich.
That's a good number.
It's not cheap. Yeah, I know. Great for around here. It's not fucking cheap. That's not a cheap sandwich.
Wait, do you get fries? I can almost get a
burrito for that price at Taco Del Mar.
That's all right, right?
No. Not for the $4.20. No. That's up and above. I spent like $6-7 almost.
Oh, I thought you were saying $4.20 was for the fries and the...
$4.20 is for the sandwich alone.
Oh, no, fuck that. You should have gotten a...
$4 sandwich.
Why don't you go to QFC and buy yourself some fish patties?
$7 and I was barely even satiated.
Bunch of Hawaiian
It was so
buns.
Disappointing.
You should have got some Hawaiian bread.
That's how we're seeing it, though, man. That's how they're doing it. They're shrinking everything down. I was talking to a guy, a manager of a grocery store. He was talking, because of my new job, and he was talking about cereal. And he's talking about cereal. And they have to make the facing of the box the same. Because right. They want you to look at it and be like, oh, yeah, that's a big, gigantic box.
Yes.
He's like, they're fucking paper thin, dude. He's like, I stack those things up there. I try to push them. They're like dominoes, dude. You give it a little touch, and you're going to knock 18 of them down in a row.
I've been knowing that. That's why I always get the generic bag cereals, because the box ones have always kind of been a little bit of ripoff, because it's just marketing to be like, look at our box. And I'm like, yeah, but how big is the... It's almost like the Doritos bag of chips. So
I mean,
yeah.
It's everywhere. Yeah. It's everywhere. Nobody's safe from this shit, you know? And the meat snacks that we sell... They're cutting down their portions too, and they're raising. It's like, this is, like I said, this is how we're going to see it. This is what it's going to all be about. Gasoline prices have gone up. They're going to keep going up.
No.
Gas probably be over $3.50 a gallon by the end of the year, I bet. You know, I mean, this is kind of what scares me too about Trump, is that he wants to cut taxes and he wants to increase spending, which is only going to exacerbate this problem.
There's one tax we're not going to be able to cut, and that's the Mexico tax. So everyone enjoy your avocados and your tequila.
Yeah, but the thing is with these tariffs and these border taxes, we're the ones that get affected.
Yes.
We're the ones that are going to pay for this.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it can be potentially good if it persuades us to change our ways.
Yes.
And to maybe start bringing some stuff back here and start creating our own shit.
Yeah.
It's going to cost a little more, you know, because we like to get paid
but
more.
It's going to cost a little more anyway, and that's kind of...
But and we're going to feel good about it at least. But yeah, in the short term, you best believe we're going to fucking pay. And like I said, we already are. You know, they're cutting portions and they're raising prices. I mean, that's inflation 101 right there.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, again, with kids, you know, you're cutting portions and you're like, the kids are going to want, kids don't understand. They just want more. And the parents are the ones that realize this stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I feel like that's why it's been like people kind of tapering off on having children, you know, because of that fear.
Financial or monetary is a huge factor, in my opinion, to why. Yeah. The birth rate slowing down so much for sure. Because if you knew you had enough money and you could have like 3 or 4 kids, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't I?
You'd just do it.
Like, oh, let's go play some video games and go to the sporting event or a movie, and I don't have to see if you're busy or not busy because I know what you're doing because you live in my goddamn house. Yeah, I would like to have a kid. It'd be great, but I'm like, oh, that's such a large investment.
Yeah.
And it's not I don't know how much of a return I'll get on this loan.
Well, you don't want to be that piece of shit parent who's always penny pinching and constantly telling your kid every time you go to the fucking grocery store.
Put that back.
Wants to get, put it. No, not today. Not today.
Yeah, we can't afford it.
No. What did I say? What? I'm not going to tell you
I'm
again.
I'm not made out of money.
I'm not going to tell you again, okay? I will hit you in this store.
Yeah.
I don't care who's
looking. Yeah, I don't care. Don't embarrass me.
I don't care who's looking.
CPA, call him. Call him. Take this.
I made you.
Yeah.
All right. I can treat you how I want.
Me, yeah, Jack, and your mom. Three of us, bedroom.
No one wants to be that person.
Yeah, no one wants to be that. I mean, yeah, that's my second reason why I haven't done the kids thing, is my fear of producing a shitty human. I just kind of like, I got worried about that. I just thought it'd be like a concerning effort to have like a child.
Well, and that's the consideration that everybody should be putting in.
You would think, but you know, sometimes accidents happen and people can't afford the abortion.
Uh-huh.
Or if it's allowed.
Yeah. I mean, the goal when you're a parent should always be do a little bit better than your parents did for you.
Right, and I feel like I can't do
that. And then we're always progressing, you know, we're always moving forward a little bit.
Yeah.
My mom, not a perfect mom.
Mm-hmm.
She did the best she could for the most part. Mm-hmm. She made some mistakes, but she did the best she could.
Better than what she had, I'm assuming.
Her parents, they would go to the bar and give the kids money to go to the movies, go see a movie. And the kids go see the movie.
Yeah.
Movie would finish, and they'd come home, or they'd come back to the where they were at the bar, and they would just sit in the car until my grandma and grandpa were done drinking at the bar. The kids would just sit in the back of the car, twiddle their thumbs. They didn't have an iPad
right.
to play. They didn't have a cell phone to play games on.
They have a book.
They just sat in the fucking car and waited for their alcoholic parents
where the windows
to come out
down.
And fucking hopefully drive them home safely and not crash into anything.
Cars were tougher back then. Where the windows rolled down.
They were built sturdy.
They were good.
Strong.
Good American.
And American cars.
Yeah, good old steel bumpers.
You couldn't get killed in that. That was God's car.
Gas was 79 cents.
For a fill-up.
Jesus, man. Yeah. That's why I said sometimes I like the time I'm in because of the stuff we have available to us, but also I'm sitting like, as much as everyone who's older than me complains, I kind of look back on your time and go like, it seems like it was kind of easier. And then they'll get mad at you and be like, this is why it's not. And you're like, God damn it.
It's not just cut and dry. It's mm-hmm. not, that's better, this better, right. that was better. No. There was better parts of that yeah. those days. Life was simpler. You knew what your focus needed to be, kind of.
You knew,
you know?
Less, I feel like. All this over-information. There's
well,
TMI.
No, yeah, there was. Yeah, there, you weren't inundated with data like we are these days. But you knew what your path was. You knew where you're going. You know, it's like you got these guys who work somewhere for 20 years, and they just, you ask them, hey, how you doing? And they're like, I don't fucking know. I'm just working. You know, I'm just doing what I do.
But I feel like that simplicity, that security of being at a place that keeps you for 20 years, like you're like, yeah, it's, this is my watch anniversary, like that. I think that no one has that now, and I think that's also the issues with yeah. people now. It's like they don't, like, I don't even trust my job. Like, I don't trust this person. I don't trust my
job.
Well,
yeah, they had security in that regard. Yeah. Like, yeah, they had in some income security, you know, like a lot of people our age, I think, kind of bounce around. And maybe that has something to do with our work habits. You know, I'm not going to say this is
again,
all
too
employers.
Much information. We're like,
yeah, all employers' fault. But, you know, it was simpler for them as far as that goes. But, you know, at the same point, it's obviously simpler for us to get information. I mean, we have the entire wealth of human knowledge in our pocket.
Yeah.
And
in the air.
And we don't even have to do anything for it. We just have to ask our phone. Hey,
find
phone,
this for me.
Hey, answer this question. All right. Make me feel less dumb.
See, now the thing is that there's still people putting that information into the phone to make the people think that they're smarter. And now I'm like, well, at what point is that information wrong? Well, and it's just giving us whatever is, like, you know.
A certain percentage of it is wrong, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, like, that's scary that at a certain point, like, how many of these people think that they're smart? Like you said, like, make me smarter. And it's like, all right, keep them in line.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's where you got to wonder about Google. Yeah, I mean, they know everybody's searching.
I use Bing sometimes.
Yeah. Well,
I got to give someone else some information, so it's not like I got a monopoly on my information.
Yeah.
Don't track me all the time.
I mean, and it's crazy how personal that shit is to people now. It's like your digital identity almost, you know?
Like what search engine you use?
Yeah, like in what shit you've been looking up. Yeah, all that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah,
kind
well,
of
I mean...
nefarious activities you've been involved with.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, like I said, the week before, where people were worried about Big Brother, and I'm like, yeah, but the problem is that we are kind of being our own Big Brother. We're policing ourselves. I mean, again, with self-censorship and how people speak,
and
then where
the PC goes.
And with the PC goes, and then where we are and what we're doing, where people are like, I don't know, because there's lots of people on the right who still use the anonymous avatar. Yeah, that's right. Avatar, like the anonymous name and the picture, like the people on the right. Yeah, or the egg, or the egg is the default for Twitter, but like they'll use the PayPay for the deplorables, then you'll be like, oh, and they're like, I won't give out my information because you know how much information you can give out over here. And then then you try to speak to them about the what's the thing that everyone was worried about? The internet thing where everyone's worried about them doing the
net neutrality,
and I'm like, yeah, you realize that if that happens, you have to put your real name and who you are, so you can't be an anonymous person online. That was the fear that people had about it going inactive. That was one of the things people feared, was net neutrality, was you can't have an anonymous account.
Well, that's not something to fear. I don't
For the right, it is. That's a fear that they had. I don't know how much they even know about that, or if they cared, or if that was a focus that they had, but I was like, as much as they're like, they're going to steal my information, because they're worried about people stealing their stuff, and then they're also probably the ones on their app that's like, do you want to put this Yelp review in? It needs to access your GPS. I'm assuming they are the ones that always say no.
Yeah.
And then they're wondering why the thing never can grid with them or something. You're like, you told it no because you were worried about...
I don't want it shooting laser beams into my head, all right? I don't want any of your crazy science stuff around me.
I know what Illuminati's trying to plan.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, you, like you said, the news depends on where you're coming from. You're like, man, yeah. like
that's why you gotta always look up multiple sources, though. Multiple. You know, you can't go with just one, even if it's your favorite one. As much as you love Huffington Post, sometimes they get it wrong.
I like calling them HuffPo.
God,
it's a good name.
I don't know though, man. I agree. I think that everybody who comments online, if you want to troll somebody, mm-hmm. you should have to put your real name out there. Like people should know who that is. If you're going to be a piece of shit and just try to make other people's lives worse,
yeah.
they should at least know who you are. You shouldn't be able to do that shit anonymously.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Exactly. Yeah. see if I find out where you hang out,
yeah.
motherfucker.
Yeah.
You want to keep talking shit?
yeah. yeah. Why? Say this stuff to my face.
Yeah. Oh, what's that? You checked in at the local watering yeah. hole? Oh, great.
I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Good. You've been there for 2 hours. You're already drunk. That's great.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be a fucking dick, you know, own up to your shit. Own up to the bullshit you say, you know? I mean, that's your freedom of speech to say
yep.
it. But maybe if we actually held people accountable, like, to their name,
yeah.
maybe so much of that fucking talk wouldn't be going around.
Maybe. I assume it would probably
a lot
lessen.
Of people be like, he's a little bit of a cuck, but I'll let him be.
I'll let him be.
He's just trying to appease his wife.
Yeah. he's trying to be nice to her. She's yeah. such a nice lady.
He just wants to make her happy.
I liked her pink hat.
She's actually kind of pretty. Yeah, I shouldn't have called her a fat whore.
it's her tattoos that really put her whole yeah. little look together. Yeah, I don't know. Like, that's the thing. And so this whole thing about the whole be able to get your news from lots of sources. I don't know how far we're into this, but... the whole the Muslim ban. As a person of color, as a black person, I just want to say this: I'm kind of tired of being the minority Marines. Because when it started showing up, and everyone was like, "Yeah, let's go protest and stuff," and I'm like, "I don't why." And then also knowing that the hashtag again, this is another time where someone used the hashtag to get it trending, but the hashtag should have been like 7-country ban, because it wasn't Muslims. It was in like Indonesians can still come. It was yeah. like it was like these specific nations. And when you try to tell people like, yeah, like it sort of happened in 2011 with Obama. But that's not the point. Like the point is that he's doing it. And you're like, yeah. What made it worse, I feel like, with him doing it was he didn't do the 3 nations, 4 nations that he had businesses in, where it kind of came off as like financial investment as well. That didn't help.
No, it didn't help. This, you know, it's been a crazy
weekend.
It's been a crazy first week. We tried to avoid it, you guys. We figured we'd save it to the end, but it's been a whirlwind first week for Donald Trump as our 45th president. Yeah, it's been crazy. And like or hate what he's doing, guy is getting some shit done. He's shooking and jiving. He's making some moves here.
To be fair, I feel like it's mostly Bannon telling him to do stuff.
Well, you know, obviously, there's a lot of people telling him to do stuff, but...
yeah, but I feel like it's mostly Bannon.
Well... some of the stuff, I'm sure, but...
they seem Breitbart-y.
I got to tell you, though, if I would have known that this protesting would just be a constant thing...
ongoing?
I think I might have voted for Hillary.
No,
just
it would...
just to not hear
no.
this constant whining and
I'm
upset
gonna counter this all.
Angry and... oh, man, it's...
everyone who's mad at him saying that, hold on.
It's... you know, and
it would have still happened with Hillary... because she still would have done dumb shit. I don't care what you're saying. I feel like she still would have done stuff that people didn't like. And as much as you're like, I don't think the right would have protested, I feel like there would have been some sort of like boycott or something dumb, because she would have got people. I feel like she would have got Russia pissed at us. She'd have been like, oh, this thing, like as much as Mexico is like talking shit, it'd have been like Putin saying like, oh, she's still talking crap. She won. I don't know why she thinks, you know, like I don't. I feel like it still would have been happening. Like, it happened.
Talk about the sore loser.
Yeah, a couple of emails. What's the matter? Vodka, drink it. You know, whatever. Speaking of Russia, good luck with your decriminalization of spousal abuse. Ladies, look safe out there. Guys, if your lady's drinking a lot of vodka, she will punch you as well, because Russia doesn't give a fuck. No, I feel like the protest still would have happened if she'd have got in. I feel like it's happening more. We're seeing it because we live in a very blue yeah. place. And it's showing up a lot in our timeline because yeah. the people we know.
That's true. I think you're right. I think if she had got in, I think she would have been pissing off a lot more moderate people.
Yes.
As opposed to just a lot of liberals getting pissed off
yes.
with, you know, because I think, I don't know, a lot of the conservatives, they I feel like they kind of keep to themselves. As long as you don't fuck with them, they don't agree with your shit, they don't want to hear your shit, yeah. But just leave them the fuck alone.
There'll be lots of guns getting shot off in the air.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of moderate people, you're right, probably would be like, what the fuck is... Yeah. What's she doing all... What is she... She's... More sanctions?
Yeah.
More sanctions? For what?
I don't know if I want to pay for this one. What the hell are we paying for?
What? Because she exposed you as a fucking crook?
Yeah.
Which they still haven't proven yet, but yeah. They're still talking about it.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. But I mean, like,
they kind of let that one just kind of go away.
Some of the stuff.
Hey, we tried, we gave it a shot.
Yeah, I did my best.
They almost bought it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the protests, again, speaking of with your dollars, now everyone's boycotting Uber because Uber kept helping people leave the airports or something like that. Like, they were still doing their job, basically. And since Uber didn't join in on the protest at the old fashioned, here we go again when we were talking about the old fashioned, where the taxi drivers, who are majority people from a certain places, they were protesting with. So, like, the people who were still getting, like, oh, I can't get a taxi, who do I go to? I'll go with Uber because they're still doing it. Now, Lyft wasn't not doing it. Lyft was like, well, give a bunch of money to the ACLU. And now people are like, delete your Uber, use your Lyft. And I was like, but Lyft didn't stop their drivers. They just said, like, well, donate money, but we're not going to tell you to go do it. Yeah. We're going to send out a bunch of, like, letters in a social media post going, like, Lyft still supports people from different places. And, virtue signaling, basically. They're virtue signaling to a T.
Oh, dude, just, yeah.
And then I'm, as a person of color, again, I don't want to be the minority of Marines because there's on certain social media sites where people are like, well, why isn't this group there again? Because, you know, the left really wants everyone in their genres, but they want you all collectively to hate something.
Yeah.
They're like, well.
Yeah, you got to be monolithic.
You got to be monolithic. There's like a bunch of black people like, don't forget that Arabs hate black people. Don't help them. Fuck them. Not this time. Yeah. I don't want to help you. And there are people like, why aren't you helping? People from Pakistan who aren't Arab, but whatever, or yeah. People from, and they're like, why aren't you helping? And I'm like, it's still hard for me to get a taxi in New York. I'm not going to support you guys. Where I didn't see any Muslim. No, I'm not gonna say Muslims because it's a religion, not a race. But I was like, I didn't see that many brown people out there supporting Black Lives Matter. Like, why do you want me to come help you with this ban?
Yeah.
Where were you at? You were with me shooting in the gym.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna go out, and I'm like, that's again where it's like, this is one of those things where I was like, yeah, but they're kind of fucked up too. Like, as much as white people like to be like, oh, we're always taking a brunt, it's like, no, there's other people out there fucked up. Yeah. Or black people like, I'm kind of out on it.
How could you not support minorities though? Yeah. Marcus, you are a minority, huh?
Literally,
what are you against minorities, huh?
Literally,
what's
got
the matter with
argument?
You, man?
I got into that argument online on my personal Twitter account because someone was getting mad because I was retweeting this other black guy who was just posting everything about stats from these Muslim nations. Where he's like, yeah, don't forget, if you're a black American and you go to these nations, they're probably going to discriminate against you because, you're darker. The reason Boko Haram and Al-Qaeda and ISIS haven't joined together is because of racism. Like, literally.
Exactly.
But pointing that out, they get mad. I'm like, do you not get...
Go to Asia. Go to Asia where you go to Japan and they don't want immigrants there.
Oh.
They don't want any immigrants.
Now, I posted the video with that.
They don't even want Korean people. They'll call Korean people gooks. I mean, they just live right across the water there.
Japan,
it's fucking insane. Yet we're the ones that are, we're the racist one. We're the intolerant.
Because America wants to do it.
We live in the most open, most free, most diverse country around, and we're still not good enough.
Because America wants to do it, and we have the laws and the stuff where we're supposed to be like, we take everything. And it's not like he said permanent ban forever. He was like, just
90 days. 90 days. 3 months. Before you know it, summer will be here. The ban will be up. That's what gets me about how much people are freaking out.
But again, their news just showed them ban, and they didn't like go to the other side. Who's going like,
yeah,
here goes some of the other information you might not have gotten from the other source.
Yeah, well, like you said, the top five Muslim countries in the world as far as population goes, none of them are on the list. Okay, you said Indonesia. There's 180 million people in Indonesia, yep. And they're not banned.
Also, they have a Muslim issue as well. But yeah. Don't point that out. Don't mention that because it doesn't get any news coverage because it's Asia.
Yeah, we'll get to that at some point.
Burning churches. anyway, Somalia. no, I mean, it's weird. Again, I'm more upset that he didn't ban the places that he has business ties to, quote unquote, because he's not in charge of those. But he's got hotels in Egypt and in fucking Turkey. But you're like, why didn't you say those nations? That's my issue. My issue was he didn't say this whole area.
If he did, how much would that really affect him?
enough where why didn't he ban them?
And lose a little bit of money. I just don't even think that was really a factor.
Saudi Arabia's like...
Yeah, but we can't do that with Saudi Arabia. We have too deep of a relationship with them.
Who are you, Hillary?
We do, regardless of how good or bad it is, we're too linked with them.
Who are you, Hillary?
And the second that we start pissing them off...
You're not turkey shooting, you're
like... And they don't price their oil in dollars anymore...
Everyone but a Tesla.
The dollar's fucked, and we come back.
It's already going to be fucked.
Well, yeah, I know. It's going to be slowly but surely.
We're building pipelines. He said pipelines go.
The second, the reserve currency is not the dollar, and the petrodollars are not calculated in U.S. dollars, we're going to be fucked, and that's why we can't piss them off. We've fucked ourselves. This is our fault, you know, but that's the reason why Saudi Arabia's not on the list. I mean, I agree. More nefarious characters come out of there than anywhere else.
Right?
And they have
Sharia law.
And their version of Wahhabism, that's like one of the worst. That's like, it's pretty closely tied with the way that ISIS practices religion.
I'm amazed
when
Hillary went over there while Bill was the goddamn president, they didn't make her wear a goddamn head-to-toe thing and ride in a car with a freaking turban over
it. It's because they actually knew that she could drone strike their asses, so they actually respected her.
Well, so wait, we can drone strike it if they get a little uppity? Yeah. I'm just saying ban them for 30 days.
No, I agree with you, man. I agree with you, but I don't think it has to do with Trump's businesses. I think it just has to
do with
U.S. and Saudi Arabia
ties. I'm saying on the left news where people who are going to be like outside of it being this ban against this religion, everyone's like, well, why not these nations? Yeah. Oh, it's because he's got businesses there. That's what they're going to jump on because they're going to be like,
one fact.
One is enough.
Yeah, exactly. That's all they need. They got the story.
They got a story. And I'm like, that's my issue. It was like, he should have just gone for the whole swath. Yeah. He should have called and said, like, look, guys, I know it's not you, you know. Yeah. Sorry, this is going to suck for a while, but I got to do it. I got to look good and face my people. Like, I feel like he kind of cucked a little bit.
Yeah.
I kind of do like that word. I'm taking it back. Yeah. Hey, it's a good word. I feel like to show a little bit more of an assertiveness, he should have just gone whole swath, like go full hog or go down at all, because now you're getting all this stuff.
But I don't think that's what he's going for, though, you know? I think
Bannon wants a fucking Crusades too, but...
Yeah, I think it's just kind of, hold on, we're pumping the brakes here. And I think more than anything, it was just not bringing these migrants and these refugees in, you know, 50,000, 100,000, whatever,
the
how
numbers?
Many thousand. Yeah. I think that's more or less what they were going for. Not necessarily every single person that comes from that country.
Yeah.
You know, but, to go back to your point though, I mean, I agree on Saudi Arabia. They're the worst, man. They're one of the worst in my opinion.
Great
I mean,
flag though. But
they are the worst, dude. I mean, the human rights there is just, it's fucking terrible. I mean, you think about, I saw an article. A woman that is there went to the post office one day and didn't wear her burqa. Ended up getting death threats because of it. Because she went to the post office and didn't cover up her head and her hair.
And I
saw a picture of this chick. She was fucking gorgeous, dude. She was gorgeous. Amazing, long, flowing, just a little bit.
That's why she's getting death threats.
Oh my God, dude. It's like, why do you want to cover this woman up?
Because she was so hot that she would make guys do illicit things. That's one of the things.
I don't think anybody admits to that though, do they?
That one of the reasons that they have women, it's supposed to be like,
I mean,
women,
that's speculation,
women to be,
no
women
doubt.
To be modest. It's like for the modesty of the woman. It's because basically Muslims are like, guys can't be trusted.
I don't think they would admit to that stuff.
Your wiener overrides your brain.
That's what we all want to say, but I don't think they would actually admit to that being part of the reason. Whoever enacted the fucking stupid burqa rule or whatever.
The crazy sheikh or whatever.
Whoever. I don't know who it was. I don't give a fuck. But whoever thought this was a good idea. That must have been part of their thinking. I mean, they would never admit to it. But, and here's another thing, too. When you're allowed to beat the shit out of your wife, a burqa is actually nice because it covers up all those scars, bruises, all that kind of stuff. You know, when there's only this much, a nice little slit for their eyes to be exposed.
You're making it sound like Saudi Arabians think that women are a person and not just an object to be owned.
Yeah. But we have women marching over here in America to show Trump that they will no longer be second-rate citizens.
I still want a pink shield militia or some sort. I just want to get a lot of our feminist women who are very loud and vocal, very nasty women, and send them over to the little areas that they think that is a little bit, you know, that we're discriminating against. Mm-hmm. Hell, we don't even have to send them there. Let's send you to some of the neighborhoods in Germany and France and Scandinavian countries that hit 10% of these groups of people that you're like, they're so peaceful.
Yeah.
Because that's what I keep trying. So I had to explain it to some friends. It was like, yeah, the Muslim community in America is second largest religion in the world. Like billion something half.
Yeah, 1.2 or something.
Something
yeah.
like that. Where I'm like, yeah, so what saved America and Mexico and Canada and most of these places is a goddamn ocean. So our population is kind of strikingly low in America. It's like, I think it's like 1 or 2%. It's not even that many people. And I'm like, yeah, but you know, if you point out the fact that in these in Germany and the European places where they're only dissected, not, I can't think of the word, but by a border, not a wall,
mm-hmm.
and people can just walk into the place and move there. As soon as it hit 10%, that's when they started seeing the mild form of Sharia law in certain neighborhoods where it's no longer safe for women of any ethnicity to walk through yeah. without attacks or yelling or like...
Yeah, or being groped.
Being groped or assaulted, physically assaulted, because they're like, oh, well, you're going to walk in a neighborhood and you don't have any stuff on it. I guess yeah. that just means you're a whore.
Yeah. Pepper spray sales have been through the roof over there.
Yeah, but I mean,
and it's funny that nobody will address this on
it
the news.
It happened on New Year's.
Oh, it was like over 1,000. No, it was last year, and then it happened again this year.
Well, I thought this year Germany like had a strike down. They had a crackdown on it, so it didn't happen as bad as it did the year before in Germany.
Please, Merkel, yeah, crack down my ass. Give me a fucking break.
Shut up, it fucking worked.
Over 1,000 people, yeah. And coming back to the ban... I question how effective this will be, to be honest, but I don't necessarily think it's a completely bad idea.
I don't either, and I said, like, it's kind of nationalist.
It's me. Oh, it's incredibly, and that's where you kind of look
why
to start
is,
a fight.
Why is Japan better than me? But it's like, I just want to... Yeah,
seriously, why are we the only ones criticized for this?
It's and then I think some people are saying it's because of the ban in... the way it's like a green card visa ban of some yeah. sort, like it's hard for people to... And I was like, I mean, I guess, but like, is it... I don't know.
You think Saudi Arabia is just open to a bunch of Americans coming? You think they're like, oh, yeah, just come on over, Americans. Yeah, you guys are great.
I mean, as long
we
as she's a hot no. blonde and she's willing for a little bit of a taken scenario. Yeah, fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe I mean, in that situation. But,
that's the only scenario I can think of.
But and this is the thing. And honestly, we're at a point here, in my opinion, that we've kind of pumped the brakes here, slow things down. Let's give it a year or two and see where Europe's at in a year or two. Because like we just mentioned, they're having a lot of issues yeah. and nobody seems to want to address those. And it seems like they're kind of picking up a little bit of momentum here. I mean, you look
at
France.
They're becoming more national.
You look at France, like 300 people have been killed by terrorist attacks in France in like the last year. Like 300 people. And that's a small country. France is only, I want to say 50 or 60 million people.
Well, I mean, thank God for
that's
the
nothing
ocean.
Compared to us.
We got a good ocean now.
Well, I mean, and that is big for us, dude. I mean, you say it, but
I mean,
it's huge for us.
It helps because I'm not saying that it's bad for people. See, that's what everyone's getting mad about. They're like, you're saying no immigrants? I'm like, no, I'm saying there are certain people who are bad and they are probably from this group.
Yeah.
And we're not saying they're bad. Like,
and that's what I had to tell somebody. You know, they showed this chart in zero deaths from this country from terrorists, zero deaths from this one, zero
right,
deaths,
yeah, yeah.
Saudi Arabia, 24, right. You know, they include 9/11.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not a statement on that country as a whole
yes.
or their government.
Yes.
It's the groups that have infiltrated that country
yes.
and are allowed to organize.
See, you know, I didn't mean for it to last this long, this discussion, but yeah, I'm on your side. I'm like, it's not, so Islam, the religion is fine. Again, love the Kurds.
Yeah.
Goddamn beautiful people. But it's like there's still a group. There's not even a group. Most of them still be like, yeah, a little bit of a Sharia law is fine.
Yeah.
A little bit of like women, like, you know, they get too many. They get a little bit too up and they get too much information. They get talkity.
They want to vote too often.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're kind of seeing being around people who where we let women do the same as men, where everything they're allowed to do here, not allowed there. They are the antithesis of what the people here are like. We're yeah. open to everything. It's like, yeah, but they don't, they're not.
Yeah.
And we're trying to, you don't see, I'm trying to save you. I'm basically putting that hand over your chest when I'm braking really hard in the car.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I want to do.
Exactly. It might not be effective, but you know, hey, we're going to try. And again, that's what kills me about all these protesters. It's like, you guys think this comes from a place of hate. Like they just want to stir, like he just wants to stir the pot and
yeah.
piss everybody
yeah.
off. It's like, he's doing this to try to protect people. Like, maybe it's not, again, maybe it's not the most effective way to go
right.
at it. You can certainly argue on the merits
yep.
of that. But he's trying to protect people. And again, it's not saying that Libya is a bad country.
Right.
We're not saying Libya is a shitty country. Right. They're all assholes. No, there's groups of people within that country who would want to do bad things to us.
Might not even be born and raised. They probably moved to Libya to become that bad
person. Exactly. They could have shipped them in.
Because you can still convert to the religion.
They could have shipped him in from Syria. Said, "Oh, this shit's hitting the fan.
Ship him in from Canada. Get in
there. There's gonna be
remember
a vacuum."
Jihad Joe? I'm saying
exactly
that's all we're saying. We're like, look, we're not saying anybody who is from there is a bad person. We're saying can we check first?
Yeah,
because there's been kind of an issue.
And here's something that people don't realize, but it's very true and it's very important. Nobody has the right just to come here. The citizens of the world don't just have the right to show up to them. Oh, I want America. Let's go to America. Yeah, here we go. Blah, 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 blah. That's not how it works. Again,
it doesn't work.
We would not
else.
Be welcome with open arms in Saudi Arabia,
in Canada,
in even Japan and in China.
In Canada,
yeah.
Remember when it was like, I'm going to move to Canada, and you go like, do you know how hard it is to move to Canada because of their hard immigration laws? As much as Trudeau wanted to post being like, we're going to take all the people you won't take, and then that shooting happened, and now they're trying to figure
that out.
The
biggest virtue signaler of them all.
Yeah, he's super.
Oh. God. Yeah, it's not everybody's right, okay? The peoples of the world aren't just allowed to come here because they want. And like you said, we're not allowed to go everywhere else that we want to. That's not how it works. I mean, think of how many people, if they had their choice, would come to this country.
Oh.
100 million?
They could afford it?
200 million?
They weren't oppressed?
300 million?
Lots of them.
Are we just going to let them all in?
No.
We're just going to let everybody who wants to show up in? I mean, come on, you guys. Let's be realistic about this.
It's because... there are people who live in their hometown, and then there's space they fill. They're like, there's lots of space. Like, I don't think they realized all of the abilities that they have. Because, like, America won't say, don't go there. We'll go like, hey, warning. They don't like us right now. You can go.
Hey, yeah.
That's on you.
We told you.
Yeah, we told you.
We told you. That's less Social Security. We got to pay you later.
Right? And then it's the same thing where there are people who can't, in America, who can't afford to travel to places to experience that other place. That's the same thing there. There are people who can't afford to come here. They would love to. They can't afford it, but they're not unable to afford it because they didn't try. Mm-hmm. It's because they were told they can't.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, shit. Yeah. Or if they were told you can go, they're like, you got to blow up something.
Yeah. That's not everybody's right, okay? That's not everybody's right. And... again, this is a travel ban. Okay, this is not like we're rounding up the Muslims and putting them in internment camps. Yeah. This is okay. You want to go back to Syria? Okay, there's a good chance we might not let you back in anytime soon.
Right.
So know that before you head out.
If you immigrated in, you might have a problem going out and immigrating back in. Because there are a couple of people who are posting like the Americans who are in other places and going like, my husband's stuck there, and I'm like, why is he stuck there? Is he not an American? Like, I'm sure they'll be like, oh, okay, you're cool, John.
Yeah.
They're not just like, I don't know. Like, everyone keeps thinking it's like, I don't. It's such a weird scenario where I'm just upset at people. One, blocking the boycotts.
The airport, too. And this is what gets me about this. It's like, you've mentioned a lot of times, like, exposing people's hypocrisy. That's something you're big on. And Obama did this before. This has already been done before. 2011.
Yep.
Iraq. He said, no, we're not going to take people coming from there right now. It's a little bit of a danger.
Right.
Did anybody say a peep back then? Did you hear a word of protest?
Mildly. Because, you know.
Mildly.
Because they're like, oh, it's just one nation. Again, I said it's because he didn't go whole swath or full swath. It's because he's specifically. If Trump would have said each month he's going to switch the nation we're blocking, maybe less of a protest, but I feel like it would have still been a bunch of people like, oh my God, he's discriminating. People have short-term memories, man.
Yeah. Oh, they totally do. And it's like five of these seven countries that we've decided that are a heightened threat.
Sketch.
Five of the seven. Drone strikes have been raining down on these countries for years now, hitting funerals, hitting weddings, hitting hospitals.
We're not perfect.
Where was the... no outrage at all.
No.
No outrage at all.
Out of sight, out of mind, man.
People, innocent people dying. No outrage over here.
No liberal
protests. Nobody gathering. But now that we don't want to let people in, this is out. This is unjust. This isn't right.
Using the same photos.
What hypocrisy.
Using the same photos from our drone strikes. Like, look at all these people who are hurt and bloodied from all of our drone strikes wanting to come here. Yeah. And look at the sad photos. Like, yeah, that's been happening since we've been here while you were going to your Whole Foods and getting your organic fucking avocados.
Yeah, who hit that target and had that kid covered in blood?
Yeah.
Whose fault was that? Nah. Huh? Who was that? You blew up 140 people at
that was Jamal with the remote control drone.
Yeah, you blew up 140 people at a wedding because one bad guy was there.
Misinformation.
Like, where's the outrage?
Alternative
there,
facts, guys.
It's just insane. Yeah. And then you're protesting at the airport.
Yeah,
like the TSA guy is gonna take you into the back room and he's gonna change the rule, or the guy that works at Cinnabon is gonna be like, oh yeah, you know what, this is unjust. You're right. We're gonna change this.
Yeah, I changed my mind.
What do you think you're gonna do at the fucking
pilot's
airport?
Gonna see them all and just be like, you don't turn this plane around, guys. We can't do this.
Yeah, you insane. Like
it bugs me because they're like, because you'll talk to them about it and they'll be like, well, at least we're doing something. And I was like, look, I get it. You want to be a part of community, because I hate that right now it's kind of turning into people wanting to set up meetups. What's the next place we're going to go protest? I want to go protest something. And I'm like, I hate that you're making this an event. And then if I ask you to come to a comedy show, where are you?
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. And they're insatiable too. They just keep ratcheting it up and ratcheting it up, and it just doesn't stop, you know?
And then they get infiltrated by the vigilante and anarchist groups who want to go break stuff, and now they have a good venue to do it. Uh-huh. And of course, now you got people going like, oh my God, we're getting pepper sprayed, and like, now you got, the news is just looking for this fucking fodder, and you're giving it to them.
Yeah.
Because
you guys are blowing your load too early here, okay? This guy is going to fuck up. All right, Trump's going to do something really stupid.
They all do.
It's going to happen. Yeah, exactly. They all do. It eventually happened. It's too many things going on. You guys are blowing your load way too early here.
It's weak.
All right? You guys keep this protesting constantly going, and you're going to be the people that cried wolf. No one's even going to buy your shit anymore. And it's like I just mentioned,
with Germany,
with this hypocrisy, you know, people already kind of aren't buying your shit a little bit. I mean,
it's not that they're not buying it. We're just seeing it. We're kind of like, I'm kind of over this now. Like, you just seem like you're a kid throwing a tantrum.
Yeah.
And it's not. And then the problem is that the people who they're doing it and who's watching it from the outside looking in, they're like, I get what you're trying to do, but do you see that you kind of look like an asshole?
Yeah.
They don't. They don't. They think they're being virtuous. They're being Ben Afflecky.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like a one-upmanship contest. It's a contest. Who can be the most virtuous?
Yes.
Who can be the most morally sound person, you know? I care about everybody else so much more than I care about myself. And screw white men.
They don't believe... God damn it. They don't believe in heaven, but they're trying to get into a heaven. And you're like, but your blue hairs don't believe in it. I don't...
This ban basically affected... From the numbers I read, it's kind of hard to get an exact number, but basically the people who are going to be directly affected by this is some 80,000 people or so, give or take, people who applied for green card visas from these countries and whatnot.
I thought you meant the airports. Yeah.
I'm going to get to that. Oh, okay. We're going to come back to that. But so 80,000. So let's say out of that 80,000, let's be conservative. We'll say maybe 25% of those
we're going to have an issue.
We're looking to travel, you know, in the next 3 months, which...
Okay.
I think that's a little high, to be honest.
Where you go.
I think a lot of those people affected are just going to be chilling at home.
Saudi Arabia.
Keep going to work or keep raising their kids, whatever, or keep going to school, whatever they're doing here. But we'll say 25%. So that's 20,000 people. Again, of those 20,000, how many really were looking to travel in the next 3 months? And like you were saying, let's bring it back to the airport. How many people showed up at these fucking airports? I mean, you guys are going nuts over 20,000 people who might mildly or maybe severely. Who
Does that
knows?
Still CenturyLink?
No, that's not even half full. Oh, all right. That's not even half full of a stadium of people who might be inconvenienced
Football.
By this. May or may not be inconvenienced by this. And you guys are shutting down the airports.
You guys are boycotting the Houston Texans stadium for the Super Bowl because you hate the Patriots' decision to cheat before the Super Bowl playoff game. That's what I feel like is happening. Again, spurts.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, that's a good timing for distraction there, Marcus, because
you're getting a little triggered. It's upsetting because you tried it, but when you try to have an outside opinion, when you try to give them the other side, not even trying to sound like a person who is a bigot or a racist, but just a factual person, you are called a bigot or racist. And you're like, I didn't mean it to come off like that. I don't know what you're hearing.
Yeah.
But if I give you stats, those, what is your news source from? Again, I don't even know how many of these people who are out there protesting, like, they're like, yeah, we're all doing it. I don't know how many of them are the people that they're trying to help.
Yeah.
But I'm also thinking that most of these protesters would probably never go to certain neighborhoods in their state because they'd be worried about them having that form of xenophobia where it's in your own state.
I saw one guy, everybody was sitting down at the terminal and they were singing and doing their songs.
We shall overcome.
Yeah. And one guy, he had a Black Lives Matter poster. I was like, bro, you're at
the wrong venue.
I was like, bro, you're at the wrong protest, bro.
Okay, now I'm triggered. I'm triggered. He didn't know.
God. White guy, of course.
Of course
white,
he is.
White guy, of course.
But that's...
No, let's put a positive spin on this, though, to wrap this baby up.
Enjoy the Super Bowl or boycott it.
The reason that I love this country is because these people do have the right to protest.
It should have been Brown Lives Matter.
As much as I'm triggered and as much as it irks me that these protests go on, that is what makes this country great, is the fact that they can protest. Saudi Arabia, protesting? No, they cannot. It is illegal.
I was going to say, it's illegal. Protests?
They still do. You know, people are getting a little more gutsy over there. Hold on. People are getting a little more gutsy.
There wasn't a women's march in Saudi Arabia?
Oh, God. No. Yeah, right. They would have got the shit beat out of them. Are you kidding me? By the police and regular citizens.
Just rocks from nowhere.
This is why we cover you, ladies. You guys don't know. You and your pussy hats.
Why are they on the head?
But that's what makes this country great, though, man, is the fact that these people can protest.
Yes.
You know, I will say that even as somebody who is upset by it.
Yeah.
I just wish they had a better message. I wish they had a more clear, concise, and a more legitimate message in my humble opinion.
I don't
think
they had enough time to plan this one out, though.
No, this was too impromptu. And it shows how well they can gather, you know? I mean, they got this going.
That's for sure. We should have them protest on comedy shows.
If we could just do this to, like, maybe build something or do something cool, you know? Or
was
like,
that comedy show?
Maybe some, yeah, Miss Comedy. Yeah.
Come to our comedy show.
Speaking of comedy shows, nice job, Marcus. Yeah, you guys, we are going to be hosting a comedy show February 9th. We actually had to change the venue here. Kind of got pulled out. Yeah, exactly. They protested our night. They said they wouldn't let it stand. So we had to change the venue. We're going to be at the 13th Avenue Pub in Linwood, you guys. 13th Avenue Pub, great place. Good drinks, good atmosphere. Should be a good time. February 9th, Thursday the 9th, we're going to have a raffle drawing. There's going to be prizes, Valentine's Day themed prizes. A lot of good comedians, you guys. So if you guys are in the area and you're free, make sure you guys check it out next Thursday, February 9th. But thank you guys for listening to the show. We appreciate this, you guys. We appreciate you guys listening. And, you know, the fact that we can express our mind and sound like maybe partially xenophobic, racist, misogynist, pigs, and not get in trouble for it.
Go NFC.
Technically get in trouble is, again, Marcus, the reason why this country is so great.
Yeah, it's a good country.
All tied into one. You know, it's a kooky thing we got going here, but for now it's working.
Yeah.
So we'll see how long that'll last. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. Episode 65, Earful in Emerald City. Hit us up on Twitter at Earful in E-City. God, this sounds awful. This is probably painful for you guys to listen to this at this point.
You sound beautiful.
Check it out, though. Marcus is trolling the shit out of people, and he's doing it partially anonymously, somewhat.
I'm doing it as unhypocritical as I can.
If they wanted to do some research, they could find out who was trolling them. You know, they would have to look into it a little bit, but they could, you know, check the facts. But
website,
yeah, check them out there, you guys. Thank you again for listening. We appreciate you guys. You guys are awesome. You guys have been great. Keep this year going. 1 month down. Get at it, you guys. Get at it. Whatever you want to get done, do your shit. Get at it before you're not allowed to leave the country and Muslims take over and all this stuff. Get at it. We're already 1 month down. This year is going to go by fast. And watch out
with your boyfriend.
And watch out for that inflation, you guys, because it'll be a killer. Thank you guys for listening. Earful in the Emerald City. I'm Slim for my boy Marcus. Appreciate you guys listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Salute.